Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description. Hey, friend, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw Countout. This is the show where we count wrestling things down on youtube.com/Steven Larson. Be sure to hit that subscribe button because YouTube might have unsubscribed you because they're sneaky like that, Larson. Where else can we be found?
Patreon. Patreon.com. Did I say patron?
Patron.
Patreon.com/Steven Larson. We have contribution tiers, rewards for those tiers.
Contribute to the show by giving us your money and you'll receive things.
And we send you things.
Yes, absolutely.
We're also at Pro Wrestling Tees at ProWrestlingTees.com/Going In Raw. You can get that shirt there. This shirt here
is a Patreon shirt.
$50 Patreon tier.
Patreon.
You get this shirt. What are we going to talk about today, Steve?
Well, Larson, given that we've kind of noticed there is a dearth of heels. Dearth means lack, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Especially on Raw, but kind of just generally in the WWE. If you think about it, AJ Styles, he was SmackDown's sort of lead heel for a spell.
Yes.
And the fans kind of just said, eh.
And then he shook hands with Shane McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And at least he's a tweener now.
Gave him a wink and a nudge. And yeah.
So, and he's set up for a program against Kevin Owens, it looks like.
Bray Wyatt also kind of occupied. I mean, I know he's supposed to be a heel, so you can kind of consider him a heel. But then Randy was with him as kind of heel for a spell, and now he's back to face.
Kind of.
Even The Miz gets like a pretty decent reaction, like when he's against John Cena, who people naturally just want to boo.
Yes.
There aren't a lot of strong heels. I mean, Kevin Owens is a strong heel.
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns is not on this list, by the way, because I have no idea what to do with Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know a heel term would not get him booed now.
Yeah, but anyways, this list is 10 WWE superstars who need to turn heel.
There's too many faces, not enough heels. We have the answer. 10 of them.
10 of them.
10 of them. That's right. So we're going to start off with number 10.
10.
Randy Orton. The man was born to be a face. I mean, a heel.
Yeah.
And he was, wrong way. So he's the world champion now. He's going to be facing Jinder Mahal, who seemingly has taken all the thunder from that particular program. It was crazy. He went from a six-pack challenge with a bunch of mid-carders who could barely contend for the U.S. championship and Sami Zayn. And then he won, dropped this amazing heel promo, and now he's like the talk of the wrestling world.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy for Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
And so in that respect, I think it's absolutely fantastic that Randy Orton is facing a guy who he has praised in the past, and he's going to be a face here. But the bottom line is Randy Orton, like,
is better as a heel.
If it wasn't for Jinder Mahal coming along, it would have been like, why do we care about the world title when the face of America, Kevin Owens, has that U.S. title?
Yeah.
But traditionally, Randy Orton has been better as a heel. And what did we say was the worst outcome of that WrestleMania match that ended up coming true?
A boring face Randy leaving WrestleMania with the belt.
Exactly. And that's
exactly
what
happened. There's so many options for them to do something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Double turn. Have Orton kick Bray out of what's left of the Wyatt family,
mm-hmm.
You know, align himself with Harper and Rowan, start the Orton family, supernatural powers.
Yeah.
Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Heel, something new, something interesting, something you haven't seen before from Randy.
It'd be cool if Randy flew.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be cool if he could fly. But then he's a heel who flies. That's scary. It's like a snake who flies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a viper. That's right.
Yeah, so he would be a snake that flies.
He would be a snake that flies.
You know what? For WrestleMania predictions, we called it a draw. But I was kind of right. Because we came out down the ramp, there was that snake that he kind of rode on.
Rode on. You know, he didn't like that.
I know he didn't. But you can tell. But you can tell that, like, they did some sort of motion follow thing. Because
yeah.
When he walked, it moved. When he stopped, the snake stopped.
You wanted you're right. You wanted a mechanical snake, though. I think I said the same thing. I wanted like a, what did I say about Bray? Did I say something about Bray, like the inverse of yours?
You said you wanted Bo Dallas to come out in a sexy devil outfit.
That's right. Thanks for reminding me.
That's what you wanted.
How brilliant I am. That was great. I love
that
happened.
In that respect, I was way closer than you.
Yeah, but I was way cooler than you because mine was way better.
No, giant mechanical snake's way better.
Randy Orton should definitely be a heel. Remember when he used to kick people in the head and he used to beat up on old people?
Yeah.
That was awesome. No more of that. I'm more of interesting Randy Orton. It's obvious that Randy's bored now already immediately.
He seemed like he was bored the week after he burned down the Wyatt compound.
And it's so weird that, like, while Jinder is standing out there, like, mad-dogging him, Randy just turns to the Titantron and talks to Bray Wyatt's edited movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It is, but I guess...
So awkward.
What I thought would, and I didn't want this to happen, was that Jinder would attack Randy and Randy does RKO him.
Yeah.
And then instantly, Jinder, you wouldn't take him seriously.
Yeah.
I kind of like that Jinder dropped his promo, you took him seriously, and then they moved on.
Mm-hmm. Then he milled about. There should have been better direction there. He should have, like, walked to the back or...
I know, I agree.
Watch the promo as well. Because Randy, remember, Randy Orton turned towards the camera and Mahal was still standing over here. Like, he was paused.
I know.
Maybe that's part of Randy's supernatural abilities.
Oh, he can pause time?
Pause time. Because he doesn't need to drop the RKO out of nowhere.
Because he can just freeze time.
Freeze time.
And then just do whenever he wants to.
Exactly, yeah. So, time traveling.
He can change his catchphrase to RKO anytime.
Anytime. So, time manipulating. It's flying.
Yes.
Riding on a snake, Randy Orton.
Along with Harper and Rowan.
Orton family.
The Orton family. Supernatural Randy Orton.
They'll fly in like Zod and Nam and Girl.
And Ursa.
Ursa, yeah. And they go...
Yeah, exactly how it should have been. That would have been a great angle.
I wouldn't want to see that.
So yeah,
kneel before Randy!
So turn Randy Orton heel in like 6 months. So we have a feud with AJ Styles.
6 months?
3 months.
3 months? A double turn. Jinder's hot. People love Jinder. Double turn next week on SmackDown. Number nine. Apollo Crews. I mentioned this in the Raw recap episode this past week after his conversation backstage with Titus O'Neil, with Titus Brand.
Yes.
And I firmly believe, and I think on this level at least, you think that Apollo Crews needs something.
Yeah.
He needs something.
He needs something to do.
You, my friend, are grasping at straws because you came in here and was like, hey, I thought Apollo Crews did really, really good in that backstage.
I thought he did.
I'm not saying he did bad. I'm just saying you're grasping at straws, saying that there was anything really going on there. There was not. I mean, he was on TV.
Yeah.
He was on camera.
I was talking about his performance. His performance was effective.
But there was nothing there to really grab onto.
In what respect?
It was the same old Titus Brand spot where he comes up to somebody and the person no-sells all of his crappy ideas. And yeah, did he fumble? He didn't fumble over any lines.
No, but his reaction to Titus going down the list of ideas of how Apollo could brand his name, I thought his reactions were good and believable.
You know, I'll be honest with you. Maybe I was just paying attention to Titus because I love Titus.
Dude. Yeah, Titus is great.
He's hilarious. But anyways, look, here's the thing. I think Apollo Crews would do fantastic, and I mentioned this earlier. I think he'd do fantastic as arrogant heel who wears sunglasses inside. That's what I want to see. Or Apollo Crews as club member. That would be rad. Because he can do like some really cool things in the ring.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic in the ring.
Yeah, he's really good in the ring. It's just... Man, we need something from him, and I feel like a heel turn is something.
Well, at pretty much no point in his entire WWE tenure, main roster and NXT, has he been given the opportunity to really develop a character.
Exactly.
So, first and foremost, he needs that opportunity.
Yeah.
And being a heel, we've seen it time and time again where someone has turned heel or was introduced as a heel, got popular... because of their work as a heel, crowd starts to appreciate the work, slowly turns them face, they turn face, they're massive stars.
Yeah. I got it.
What?
This is plain as day, obvious as can be. You know how they would always, like, there was that angle he was involved with because Daniel Bryan accidentally said Apollo Creed? Take a page from that guy. You remember how charismatic, I mean, it's Carl Weathers. But remember how charismatic the Apollo Creed character was? I'm not saying you change his name to Apollo Creed. That'd be IP infringement.
Yeah.
But you give him that kind of thing. It doesn't have to be like the sort of hollow, arrogant heel. it can be one who's trying to, who has a spot and he's trying to keep it, yeah, and he's the best, but I don't know. I'm just, look, I want something for him. And I think if he does a complete 180 on what he's doing now, which is just complete, like he comes off sometimes just shy. You know what I mean? Like he's just, dude, this is a company that thrives on characters, and just you, just Apollo, isn't going to cut it. So go out on a limb, take a risk as your character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, I do.
Find it, take a risk, see if it works. If it doesn't, what's the big deal? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know it's not him. I know it's the powers that be above him.
Yeah.
And they might have like, it just seems like it's the kind of thing where they might have kind of an idea, but it's not important enough to warrant giving it TV time on a regular basis, so he keeps on getting bumped and keeps on getting bumped.
Yeah, well, you go back to his Intercontinental title feud with The Miz.
He wasn't even on TV.
And there's that one segment between, it was after an episode of Miz TV, during a commercial break, they have an interaction.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to see it live. We have to wait till we come back from commercial, and then they show a recap of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is an Intercontinental title feud, this is, you know, your secondary belt on your show, that whole segment should be featured. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't happen during a commercial break. That's not Apollo's fault. That's creative's fault.
Yeah. Look, I'll go back to this, and this kind of plays into what I'm talking about. When he came into the company, and had into NXT, rather, and had a little thing with Tyler Breeze, I thought for sure there was one backstage segment where he runs into, yeah, Tyler Breeze, and he acts kind of like a prick, like a charismatic prick. And I thought for sure, oh, okay, that's cool. That's the direction we're going to go with him.
Yeah.
And it was that one little tiny moment.
Yeah, I remember that.
One little moment. And
it was well done.
And it was just that one little moment where that said a lot about his character. He's brash. He's not a dick, but he also knows who he is. Mm-hmm. He can strut his stuff a little bit,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be that was a great starting point that they never picked up on again because they brought him up way too early.
I know.
So yeah, finding a character is a necessity.
Yes.
And I
of
think
paramount importance.
And I think sometimes you just need, look, you need to reset, you need to hit the reset button. And in Apollo Crews' case, I think a heel turn would be,
and I think a move, fun. The move to Raw can be the start of, mm-hmm, that reset.
Yeah. It could be the catalyst for that. Sure.
Yes.
Number eight.
Eight.
Big Cass.
Really, how many times is he just going to sit around and watch Enzo get beat up while he waits for the hot tag, get that tag, and then win the match for him?
Something has to happen with this.
I know. They haven't got the tag team titles yet. They've been up for more than a year. When they debuted, they were hot. Hot. Super,
yeah,
over. They are still over. But there are some people, you know, you see them on Twitter, they're kind of getting a little tired of Enzo's thing.
Yeah, well, some of the smarkier crowds boo him,
yeah,
now when he does his thing. And to be honest with you, I start tuning out too. Here's my thing. I totally get the idea of having your catchphrase and that whole "my name isn't that thing." I get that people pay their ticket. They get to see the show that they're familiar with seeing,
yeah,
and that's,
yeah,
part of the familiarity aspect. But it's so long.
It is.
And it's just growing old.
It
I
is.
Think for a lot of people, maybe a lot of people are fine with it, but yeah, the sad thing about this is that I really do think that this is one of those cases of it's not broke, so don't fix it. These guys are young. We have plenty of time to do whatever we want.
No, and I understand
them.
That perspective for sure. But you know, we've read in the past that WWE executives are very high on Cass.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned it during Apollo Crews' segment, you know, turn him heel, have him do great heel work, because I think Cass has potential to be a good heel.
Could be, yeah. Smart guy. They're both smart,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah. And then feud with Enzo, you know, run as a heel for a year, start doing really good work so the crowd gets behind him as, mm-hmm, a heel, like happened to The New Day, The Rock. I can list countless examples. John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
So he's popular as a heel, turn him face. Massive star.
Yeah.
Future world champion, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, if they think they have plenty of time to use them as a tag team, and they probably won't happen anytime soon.
Yeah.
But I think they're in such a rut right now, and especially with the Hardys on Raw, they're not getting those tag titles anytime soon.
No, they're not.
Do something with them.
Yeah.
Turn both of them heel, if,
yeah,
need be.
Yeah.
Just do something.
You'd like that. And it'll be interesting to see because, I mean, they're, Cass is young. I think they're both young.
Yeah, I think they're both in their 20s, right?
I think they're both in their, I want to say like mid. Oh, he's, okay, so Cass is just 30.
Okay.
He turned 30 last year. So, but you know, you don't have all the time in the world. You want to start getting a move on this so he doesn't come off as just stale.
I know.
Because it was crazy, man. I remember that when he was in the Universal title scene for that when Finn got injured.
Yeah.
And it felt legit.
Yeah.
You know, and I am kind of surprised that they didn't want to try to make some more money off that. But, you know, the bottom line is if they're already selling, and it wouldn't surprise me if they're already selling a healthy amount of Enzo and Cass merch.
Yeah.
Why are you going to mess with
that? No, I understand. You know? I understand that from a business
perspective.
Because
I think those guys, if you think about all the shirts they have and like Enzo's crazy hair thing, not sure that you're going to want to mess with that. But for people like you and I who want to see development, like you said, do something with them.
Yes.
You know, and I think it seems like it's one of those things that is just inevitable that he's going to turn on Enzo.
Yeah.
You know, so why not just do it?
I know.
Let's get a move on.
Because you might lose some merch sales short term, but if you do the turn right, build the story right.
Yeah.
In 2 years' time, Cass can be a huge star, and you could recoup all of those lost merch sales.
Millions of dollars.
And gain a ton more.
Millions of dollars.
Yes.
In merchandise revenue.
Yes.
Number seven.
Seven.
Austin Aries.
Now, he's the top face right now on 205 Live in the Cruiserweight division. Neville is established as top heel. That's not changing anytime soon.
Correct. Yeah, this is not going to happen.
Especially now with Perkins kind of becoming a number two heel.
Secondary heel.
Yes. It definitely isn't happening.
No, absolutely not.
But as
not.
We saw in NXT, his short time there, as we saw during his tenure behind the announced booth, on 205 Live, Austin Aries does great heel work.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic.
He's awesome.
He's one of those guys who he's got so much natural charisma that he can get by on whatever he does.
Yes.
But you can tell he relishes being a heel. Why not let that guy do what he does best?
Yes.
Because here's the thing. There's plenty of like other guys that can step into the role, like especially on the way up, that can step into the role of top face.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Akira Tozawa, Jack Gallagher, Cedric Alexander when he comes back. Those are the three that come to mind. Plus, they bring in Hideo Itami.
Yeah.
They had a feud, Itami and Aries, that never got to play out because Itami got hurt.
Right.
They could do that in 205 Live.
It really bums me out that you mentioned that Aleister Black was taken on. Who was he fighting?
Oh, he was fighting Aries and Neville in the Netherlands during the European tour.
I really, really, really don't want to see Aleister Black. I don't want to see Tommy End on 205 Live. I do not want to see that. I'll be devastated. I will cry.
Okay. We'll make sure we shoot it and we can use it for a podcast.
Really? Me crying?
Yes, that's going to make a great thumbnail. And it will probably get tons of views.
Here you go.
There you go.
Use this.
Yeah. Good. Good. All that. Good. Getting back to Austin Aries, though. Great heel. He will be a heel at some point within the next 2 years. It'll happen again. And it's a matter of circumstance, pretty much. They decided to turn Neville heel, so they couldn't really have Austin Aries as a heel.
Here's the thing. I wonder if they'd pull the trigger. Like, Neville, you saw this at Mania a little bit. Neville might be so good as a heel that he's going to start getting over as a face within the next 6 months.
Entirely possible.
You know? I could totally see that happening, in which case you're going to have a double turn. Austin Aries goes heel.
Yeah.
So I could see that happening. He's just so... He really... Like, especially when he turned on Noah Jose, when they were doing the dance bit.
Oh, yeah.
That was so good.
I know. The thing would be interesting, though, is say that double turn happens. How long does it take before Austin Aries starts getting over as a heel? They have to do another double turn.
So
3 months.
I know. It's a embarrassment of riches.
Yes.
Good problem to have. Number six.
Six.
Roderick Strong. Now he's doing good work in NXT, but he's kind of a ghost. He's kind of invisible.
He has no character.
He has zero character. And as we've seen with Apollo Crews, you could have been Ring of Honor champion 11 times. I don't care. You're not going to get over if I have no idea who you are.
Well, he's not going to get over to his fullest potential without a character. I mean, he's really good in the ring.
Oh, yeah. He's fantastic.
I mean,
I love watching his matches.
Yeah, we were totally convinced of his in-ring ability at the house show here when he fought Oney Lorcan.
Oh, my God. It was great.
And we still praise the match highly because it was great, stiff, They busted their ass
mm-hmm.
at a house show in front of 800 people, maybe.
Yeah.
So he's great in the ring. We just need something outside of the ring that gives us a reason to root for or root against Roderick Strong.
He kind of has, like, smug face anyways, so why not just run with that? Like, again, he seems like the kind of guy. I go back to Apollo Crews. He seems like the kind of guy who almost needs to not be... Well, in Roderick Strong's case, it's a little bit different. With Apollo Crews' case, I would just suggest don't be yourself. Like, being yourself is not the way to go here. Be a jerk. With Roderick Strong, I kind of get the idea that he just needs to be himself, but like an asshole. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like everything is there for him to be heel. And it's what's interesting is that they didn't pull the trigger on him being a heel right away.
I know.
Because it's not as if the NXT crowd automatically embraced him as a face. It's not like he came in like Shinsuke where everybody popped because, my God, his entrance is so crazy. And and he's obviously just the boatload of charisma.
He got the pop on his debut because people recognize the name.
Yeah, exactly.
Recognize his work.
But if you think about like when they brought him in, he came in to replace Hideo Itami at the Tag Classic. Teaming with...
No, he was teaming with Aries in the Tag Classic.
He teamed with Aries in the Tag Classic.
He debuted before that.
That's right. And then didn't Aries get... Aries got hurt in that, didn't he? Yeah, anyways.
No, it wasn't. Aries got hurt during the tournament, but wasn't in a tournament match. It was at a house show in California, somewhere, LA maybe.
Yeah.
Broke his orbital bone.
Yeah.
And then Roderick Strong had to wrestle that match against... It wasn't a tag match.
Was it TM61?
That sounds right.
Okay.
They just made a one-on-one match and TM61 advanced.
Yeah, that's right.
So I guess, you know, by aligning himself with Aries, he kind of was a heel for a moment.
Right.
But he didn't really do anything to say, hey, I'm a heel.
Yeah, there was nothing heel there.
It was just the fact that Aries was a heel. And they used to be tag team partners, I think, in Ring of Honor.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that part. But anyways, yeah. I mean, he's got a great look, but his look is almost like... high school villain from an 80s movie.
You know
what I mean?
I just thought of something. It might work for him. I could be wrong. What if he did something along the lines of Jericho in like 2009, came out in a suit.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Talked real slowly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could work.
That could work.
Have him be, I know Cody Rhodes is kind of doing this because he looks like Patrick Bateman
from
American Psycho.
Yeah.
But have him do that.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That could work for him.
Yeah, I'm going through my head like what could work for him. Because, I mean, the dude already looks like a heel.
Mm-hmm.
He has heel face. He has resting heel face. So anyways, I mean, just have him work stiff.
Yeah.
Like when we first saw him versus Oney Lorcan, what was your, like, just watching that match, if you have Oney Lorcan in a vacuum, what would you think he is, heel or face? I think he's a heel.
Yeah.
He's so ugly. And then he works so stiff.
Yeah.
And he's not superficially polished. That screams heel to me.
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, it does. Or face brawler.
Yeah. Well, you know, we saw that one interview or that one segment where he stopped bullying from happening. And it was like, okay, cool. He's face now. That's good. Roderick Strong, I don't know. He has heel face. He just needs something to do.
Yeah.
Give him something to do. Heel is good. Have him form... Los Ingobernables de WWE with Cien Almas.
There you go. I had a thought and then I forgot it.
Oh, no.
What was it? It was good, too. I hate when that happens.
Him and Cien Almas can make a hell of a tag team.
They put on a good match.
I know. Have them tag together. Bring them up to SmackDown as a tag team. Number five.
Five.
British Strong Style. Specifically, Trent Seven and Tyler Bate. Of course, Pete Dunne is already a heel.
Yeah, Trent Seven and Tyler Bate, when they are on WWE TV, they work face.
Yeah.
Watch some of their work in Progress or IWC.
ICW.
Let's get that backwards.
Not Internet Wrestling Community.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They work heel exclusively, it seems like, in the UK, and it's fantastic.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's so good.
The WWE is so misfiring, and I know they probably have a reason for it. I mean, if you're introducing a crowd who has no idea who these guys are, and you know they're the three most talented guys on your roster, you need to form roles for them that fit a way that we can be introduced to them. And so they had Tyler Bate be the young 19-year-old upstart, you know, rookie face guy.
Yeah.
And then Trent Seven, just Mr. Charisma. It's hard for him to like come across. Like, you just want to like the guy.
Yeah.
Because he's just a boatload of charisma. Pete Dunne is, he can never be a face. He is heel through and through. That yes. face is yes. all heel, and yes. it's brilliant.
But when we went to the Progress show in Orlando, I mean, you talked about Trent Seven's natural charisma and how you just want to like the guy. Mm-hmm. There's still a bit of that, even though he works 100% heel.
Well, he kind of reminds me. He reminds me a bit of Marty Scurll, seeing him mm-hmm. live, mm-hmm. because you know he's a heel, but he's like, God, what's the
super personable?
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, what's the name for a villain, like a movie villain that you really love to hate, or you hate to love, or whatever the phrase is? I don't know. A very flamboyant type movie villain. Charismatic villain.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, there's a name for it. Probably. I forget what it is. Anyways, that's Trent Seven. The guy, he's just nothing but charisma. But him and Tyler Bate just make perfect. They make great heels. Like, as a trio, British Strong Style, they make great heels. I have no idea when they're going to fucking do something with these British guys.
Well, they alluded to a UK-based show on 205 Live WrestleMania weekend. But, you know, we saw Tyler Bate defend the UK title at that Progress show, and he really didn't work face or heel.
He worked like he just woke up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, his performance, like his physical performance in the ring was fine, but like his disposition,
he seemed like he just got off the plane.
He really did.
So I don't know if it's a situation where they're like, okay, your face on WWE TV. We know you're a heel here. Just don't really, you know, like betray either. You know.
Exactly.
You find a way to stay true to both characters, essentially.
So he's like, so you want me to do both? No, do neither. You don't want me to do anything?
No, but both. And so he just didn't comb his hair, it looked like, or shave.
Exactly, yeah.
But he didn't do his wave thing at all, I don't think.
I think he did it once, very briefly. Yeah. He didn't do it coming down. He did. No. He got in there and did it like one wave.
Yeah, and that was for his match. But mm-hmm. then when he came out for the main event, the Pete Dunne, Mark Haskins match, all of British Strong Style came out together. Mm-hmm. They all did the Triple H pose before the match.
Yeah.
So there he was, you know, exhibiting,
I guess, kind of, a few
more of his heel tendencies.
And they got kicked out. Like, they were trying to interfere a little bit. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. But I don't know. It's funny because I was listening to Wrestling Observer Radio last week, and somebody asked the question, what is going on with this? Because we haven't heard anything. And even Meltzer said, dude, Vince will wake up and he will want everything to be WWE branded on his network. And then the very next day he'll wake up and he won't want somebody else to get a company on their streaming network. And so he'll want it vis-a-vis Progress or ICW.
Yeah.
And so he says, I don't know. He says, but I just think that it's a matter of Vince not making up his mind with this. They're just in perpetual Vince limbo. They need to pull the trigger. They've got all this great talent. And the entire WrestleMania weekend, whether it be access shows or like in Progress like we saw, or some of the other shows they worked, they kept on alluding to, like, Pete Dunne would say, I'm going to take your belt tomorrow, and tomorrow nothing ever happened there.
Yeah.
Like, nothing ever happens. They keep on setting this stuff up and talking about it, and then they'll show up on NXT or they'll show up on 205 Live, and they don't do anything with it. Just pull the damn trigger.
I know. One way or the other.
Do something with it.
One way or the other.
Oh, my God.
It would seem to make the most sense to just do their own UK-based subsidiary.
Just do that.
That way they can do what they want to with the booking. They don't have to worry about, you know, aligning what they want with what mm-hmm. Progress or ICW mm-hmm. wants. Just do your own thing.
Just do your own damn thing.
Once a month, have a show, tape 4 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the rest of the month, those guys can go to the other promotions in the UK and work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would seem to make the most sense.
Yeah. I don't get it, man.
I don't get it either.
Number four.
Four.
American Alpha. Ooh. So we talked about this a little bit, piggybacking off of our exclusive, it's Shelton Benjamin breaking news.
Yeah.
When he tweeted at us to shut us up, essentially, me and Joshua Swearingen going back and forth. He has signed. He hasn't signed. He has signed. He hasn't signed. Shelton Benjamin stepped in on Twitter and he says, look, I'm not signed because of the injury. I'm taking dates. I'm a free agent. And then in other interviews, he's saying that he's aiming to get back there. My thing is this. Shelton Benjamin isn't so big of a return that he needs to be a face. He's a big enough return that people will cheer him at the front or at the beginning, but he can easily do something really dastardly to turn heel and work that way. And I think he'll have that really sweet heel heat where people will still really, really be happy that he's there.
Yeah.
But he can do bad things.
Yeah.
You know? And so it'll be like cheering a villain that you like.
Yeah. American Alpha, now that the New Day.
Yeah, I was getting to a point. Go ahead.
The New Day are on SmackDown now. They're the new top face team on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
A spot that was American Alpha's.
Yes.
So American Alpha needs something to do.
Yeah.
To stay in the title picture.
Mm-hmm. American Alpha are very similar in a couple different ways to, what was it, the greatest tag team? America's top, what were they called?
The world's greatest tag team?
I think that's what they were called, yeah, when they were sort of, Angle was their mentor.
Well, at first it was Team Angle, and it was okay, Angle,
yeah.
Shelton, and Charlie Haas.
Right.
And then I think it was the world's greatest tag team.
Okay. So there's some obvious, you know, similarities there. You know.
Parallels.
Yeah, parallels, thank you. And so I think it'd be fantastic. So you have like a dearth of heels. So you add Shelton Benjamin as a strong upper mid card singles competitor heel who's teaming up. So you've got this new 3-man faction that can then take on the New Day. And, you know, American Alpha can finally show some personality because they're kind of suffering from Apollo Crews syndrome. Like, we got, but at least with them, we got to know them in NXT.
Yeah, they did some really good character work in NXT.
They did some really good stuff in NXT. Yeah. They came up. It's been a year. We have no idea. Like, their story has not progressed. Their characters have not progressed at all. It's just they've had the benefit of screen time.
Yeah, and they're exceptional in the ring.
And they're exceptional in the ring. So, and I guarantee you, especially Chad Gable and Jason Jordan, I feel like when they were in NXT, it sort of felt like Chad Gable was like the personality and Jason Jordan would kind of follow his lead a little bit in terms of that stuff. Like he had the ready, willing, and Gable thing, and Jason Jordan, it took Gable all the convincing in the world to get Jason Jordan finally buy into the ready, willing, and Gable bit.
Yeah.
And so I think especially Chad Gable could really, really chew on a heel roll.
Yes.
Really, really nicely.
Yes.
And I think Jason Jordan would also buy into it a lot. Team those guys up with a heel, Shelton Benjamin, take on the New Day. That is quality stuff right
there.
Yeah,
that'd be fantastic.
That would be really, really cool. I think those guys really need this. And on top of that, you have American Alpha be heels. You still have the Usos as a top heel team. And there's not a lot of crossover there. It's not like you have the Club and the Revival who have similarities.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Usos and American Alpha, although they're great in the ring together, like when they're fighting each other, they don't really have a lot of crossover. There's not a lot of overlap there. So you can do that. You can have two really strong heel tag teams.
Yeah.
Number three. Sasha Banks. This has been rumored for like a while.
Yeah, and they've been teasing it for a while. You know, we all know the quality of Sasha Banks' heel work going back to NXT when she debuted on the main roster.
Yes.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure at some point they're going to turn her heel to build to an eventual feud with Bayley because, again, as we saw in NXT, between their NXT Brooklyn match and their Iron Woman match mm-hmm. following TakeOver, great stuff.
Yeah.
So it seems inevitable that Sasha will turn heel at some juncture.
Yeah.
And when she does, the feud with Bayley, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
As much as I like face Sasha Banks, heel Sasha Banks is so much better.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. She's going to have that problem, though, that like when she's heel, like people are going to want to like it, she's going to have a pretty short heel window before she's back to.
Oh, I know. Fans I know. She's it'll face. Be a situation where people are like, oh, yeah, we really, really like heel Sasha Banks. We're going to start cheering for her again.
Kind of the problem also is like, although it would feel normal for her to heel up against Bayley, the crowd, I feel, isn't completely sold on Bayley.
No,
yet.
They're not. And the problem could be that
they're not gonna follow Bayley.
Not necessarily, yeah. And if Sasha's doing really good work,
I know
they might, you know, back her versus the face. And I know that's a problem, especially
that's
heading into
an awkward situation.
A huge show like SummerSlam or WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who knows if say middle of summer Sasha turns heel and they really wait on the Sasha Bayley match till Mania, the blow off match, you know, give Sasha a lot of time to really develop as a heel away from Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
Give Bayley a lot of time to solidify her spot as top face away from Sasha.
Yeah,
that might be a way to counter the possibility of something like that happening.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah.
I mean, if you get Alexa Bliss into a prolonged thing with Bayley, then you have time for Sasha Banks to go and challenge, I don't know, who else is a face over there on Raw? I guess you can make Mickie James a face, huh?
Well, she is.
Is she a face? Oh, yeah. She is a face. Yeah. She came in as heel. She came in as, what was her name? Luchadora.
La Luchadora.
La Luchadora. Yeah. So, yeah, Sasha Banks. Seems like it's been a long time coming. It'll happen. Mm-hmm. Number two. Dean Ambrose.
So he was the one member of the Shield I think everybody expected to be the one that turned heel mm-hmm. when the Shield eventually disbanded. I think that was kind of the consensus.
Yeah.
Instead, it was Seth Rollins. It worked out great for Seth. It's worked out great for Dean. And
should have been Roman Reigns.
It really should have been.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, if you think if they had switched Reigns and Seth this whole time,
mm-hmm.
Reigns would be over pretty huge right now.
Big time. Absolutely big time.
And I think Seth would be over too.
I think it would be.
Everybody in the Shield would have been over huge if they had just done that.
I know.
And Reigns turning would have been the most unexpected, potentially.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Anyways, Dean, since the Shield broke up, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, about that.
2.5, 3 years ago, has been consistently faced the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he's won plenty of titles.
Mm-hmm.
His world title reign wasn't that interesting.
No.
His current intercontinental title reign isn't that interesting.
No.
He needs to do something different. Well, Dean needs a challenge, I feel like.
Also, the big thing is Raw really needs a heel.
Yes, top-of-the-card heel.
They need a top-of-the-card heel. And I feel like Dean, one reason why his world title reign seemed so, he seemed so complacent was, as a face, he really wasn't given a whole lot to do. And, I mean, come on, the guy talks about, oh, I love bleeding, I love fighting. Well, that's a heel. I mean, I know that people like their heroes to be fighters and everything. But it's like he could so easily actually do the lunatic fringe thing.
Yes, as a heel. He seems so. He seems like there's some. He's so held back as a mm-hmm. face.
Yeah.
The lunatic thing.
Like he should. Why wasn't
he's just quirky now?
Why wasn't he the one who trapped Baron Corbin under a forklift? If he's the lunatic,
I know
Baron Corbin just out lunaticked him.
I know. Instead of Dean, you know, when they had the show at the arena at the casino,
mm-hmm.
he had that giant foam cowboy hat and talking about going to the casino and stuff.
I know. That's just your tourist.
Yeah, you're just quirky.
You're quirky. That's not even quirky. That's just mom tourist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, look at mom. She's wearing that crazy hat. I'm going to put that on Facebook.
Getting the margarita, the slushy machine, and and the giant plastic cups.
The crazy straw. Yep. Oh, you're so lunatic. So anyways, yeah. I mean, I think by virtue of the fact that Like right now he's feuding with The Miz, and like somebody pointed out on Twitter to us, The Miz just seems to be a heel who keeps making good points.
Yeah.
And so we need a strong, scary heel besides Samoa Joe.
How about this? Sorry to interrupt you.
No, I was
dead. All the members of the Shield are on Raw now. Shield reunion. Build it up so it's like a special, really awesome thing.
Yeah.
And almost do recreate Seth's turn, except have Dean turn on him this time.
Yeah, be good.
And, like, really go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really...
draw blood.
Yeah, beat the other two members of the Shield up with a chair, like, a lot.
Yeah.
But not to align with anybody.
Yeah.
But just to turn heel.
Yeah.
Not to join Triple H, just to turn heel.
He would need some motivation.
Well, there'd be motivation, but it wouldn't be, you know, a carbon copy of what they did with Seth.
Oh, you're just saying, yeah, don't do that thing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Like, he has his own motivation, but he's just in it for him.
Well, he could say, you know, in order to keep this Intercontinental title, I need to be unpredictable.
Well, I don't think that would be... You can't say that to the audience.
Huh?
I don't think the audience would be like, okay, so that wouldn't be enough motivation.
Really?
No.
Doing this?
No. That wouldn't be enough, no.
Not good enough?
Not enough.
Oh, I think it's plenty.
Not enough!
That's good. I gotta be crazy. Ooh, see, look at my crazy hat. Dean, you're just quirky. Yeah. Anyways, number one!
One!
Da-da-da-da! John Cena sucks.
You know, but using Triple H's logic.
People are booing him.
In reference to Roman Reigns, I guess you could say Cena's already a heel.
Yeah, we want like a straight Hogan NWO type heel turn. Wearing all black, getting some scrub on his face.
In 2012, it was going to happen.
He had a new theme song.
New ring gear.
What do you think his new theme song sounded like? So in my mind, he went home after Vince said, John! We're going to turn you heel. And he says, really, Mr. McMahon? Okay, I'm going to go home and I'm going to work on a new theme song. That's a great idea. You should rap it.
Yeah.
And so he went home. What do you think his theme song sounded
like? I think it was slower paced, more ominous sounding.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a direct ripoff of Return of the Mac.
Oh, that's good.
That's what I think it was. Because you know how they love to rip off other songs?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it would be, yeah.
Why Return of the Mac?
Because I love that song.
It's a good song.
It popped into my head.
That's good.
Return of the Mac.
Yeah, that's a good song. I like
you
that one, too.
You lied to me.
Yeah, that's good.
That's his motivation.
Yeah.
You lied to me.
That's good. That's much better than my answer.
Who wouldn't dance to that shit? Merchandise, heel merchandise sales for John Cena would go through the roof.
The only problem with turning Cena heel, it would flip the audience response, I think. Everybody that boos him now would, if not immediately, at least gradually, start to cheer him.
Oh, people would love it.
I know.
People would love it.
I know.
It would be fantastic. And I would want him always to be smiling.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you would, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Always smile.
Okay.
Like, covered in blood and smiling. That would be great. Like, annihilating weaker opponents. Going overboard with it, using sledgehammers.
And so then, like his turn would be essentially on James Ellsworth.
Yeah. And then it would be Return of the Mac would play. But he'd play that throughout his matches.
Okay.
That would be great. You lied to me. And they're like, who lied to you?
You.
You did when he said you could beat me. Yeah, a John Cena heel turn. I mean, how fun would that be? Like, at this point, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they have the reasons. He's a merchandise machine.
Yeah.
He's a media darling. He's crossing over into Hollywood. But yeah. Hogan did it. He was on the Muppets.
Yeah, I mean, The Rock, when he came back in 2003, we did the Hollywood Rock thing.
Yeah.
That was right at the start, granted, of his acting career after he did Scorpion King, I believe. But he came back and he was a heel.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. He did great work as Hollywood Rock.
Here's the thing. Like, John Cena would be the biggest heel of all time. Like, that's how you would have to book it. He could not be weak heel. He couldn't be cowardly heel. He's just, it's as if they have a guy who they're burying everybody with. And maybe you get a little meta with it. And
yeah, that should be his thing, literally.
Uh-huh.
All this new talent.
Yeah.
I'm going to bury you all.
Exactly. And that was kind of his thing when he came back recently.
Yeah, that was his thing with AJ.
Everything he does is heel. I just want the actual confirmation of him being heel in every aspect.
So he needs to cheat.
Well, yeah, but like, you know.
You can cheat and not look weak doing
it. Yeah, and be strong.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, he cheats, but he doesn't need to.
Yes. He cheats because he wants to.
He cheats because he wants to. He smiles a lot and Return of the Mac plays throughout his songs.
This is all good. I mean, his matches.
This matches, I mean, yeah.
You can't see me. There you go.
You can't see me.
There you go.
There you go. You can't see me.
Done. There's your packaging. Heel Cena.
Oh, that's great. I do wish that he would come out in the jerseys again.
Yeah.
I always thought that was cool.
Yeah, it was.
Because who doesn't love jorts in a jersey?
I know.
That's like the jersey is the most comfortable shit you can wear during the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
I love my jerseys. Anyways, yeah, those are all the heels that should be not faces but heels.
Yes, all the faces that should turn heel.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. If you guys have some suggestions, let us know in the comments. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.